From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Tom, it's Friday, so let's talk about the vajayjay. Now, recently here on the TJMS, we went inside her story and talked candidly about the vajayjay, you know, and related issues. Now, one in particular, Tom, or you remember this, is that when washing, you should not use soap because it can cause irritation and dryness. Now, my guest this morning agrees. So she created I Love My Muff. I love this, Tom. It's a line of all natural products specifically designed to help women keep their private parts well maintained. I'm going inside her story with Ritz Klinging, the founder of I Love My Muff. Good morning, Ritz.
Good morning, Jackie.
Now, listen, this is, I love this idea. How did you come up with it?
You know, it's a very simple story. I just had a need for products that were purposeful, that would benefit women in that particular area, especially that were non-toxic, natural, and sensitive. And I just had that need. And anything that was existing in the marketplace at the time was always down that same drugstore aisle and what we call drugstore bore. There was nothing that was inspiring and nothing that was really speaking to me. And I certainly thought, well, I could create something and make something new in this category that would be fun and exciting and bold, and Muff was born.
Okay, I love it. And how did you come up with Muff? I've heard a lot of names for the vagina, but I've never heard Muff.
You know, it's quite a common name. It's interesting that a lot of people haven't heard of it, but there's a lot of people that have. So people get it right away.
What were some of the names you threw out before?
Yeah, did you come to that? Yeah. Was that your original name?
It was always I Love My Muff. It's interesting because the Muff was, it's a recreation. I always had the brand I Love My Muff. It used to be a product line that I had imported before that was I Love My Muff, hand muff. And so I always
had
that.
Names before?
No, it was always, I just thought it was cheeky and fun, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going
to
go there, I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to call it I Love My Muff, and I don't think it's, you know, at all, like, offensive, and I think it's unapologetic.
No, not at all, I think it's
trademark?
Very cute.
Is it trademarked?
Is it trademarked, Ritz?
It is, TM.
Of course. Now, you live in Canada, right?
That's right.
So, is that a common term in Canada?
It is. It's very common. I think in North America it's quite common. When women
dry.
What's that?
They're talking about nothing important. Ritz, please go on.
No, it's quite common, I think, in North American terms. Certainly in Europe, I know a lot of people know Muff and what it represents, and I thought it was just the perfect name for the brand.
And I just want to have my man go to the store and purchase that.
Yes, you do. Now listen, you guys, there are four steps.
Men who actually come and look at our products, and
they could kind of use it too, though. Now let me tell you about it. So Ritz sent me the product, and I tried it this morning. I really like it. There are four steps. There's a cleanser, a spritz, a lotion, and a wipe.
You did all that.
Now, Ritz, you're not supposed to use soap or any ingredients that can cause irritation or dryness down there. So, how'd you come up with the ingredients for this?
I wanted something again that was sensitive for that particular area. So, for me, it was thinking about the most uncompromising type of ingredient. So, we use all natural products, no non-toxic, no synthetics in terms of colors and fragrances. We use in the blends to make the essential oil, it's therapeutic grade, so it's ideal for the skin, wild-crafted. So we really put a lot of thought and didn't rush to put this product out and made sure that it was the right
Jackie,
product.
Jackie, go back.
What?
Take a step-by-step of how you
I am not doing that.
You can get the product. Said you're not supposed to put anything there at all.
Well, here's the interesting thing, you guys. Yeah. We had Dr. Dre on. Ritz, he's an OBGYN. We had him on a couple of weeks talking about, you know, not using soap down there. And one thing he said that was good to use was coconut oil. And I realized that in the cleanser, the number one ingredient is coconut oil.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's good. I mean, you know, it's good, you know, for a lot of things, but this, I like it because the cleanser, it does get sudsy, right?
So it's a wash and rinse.
I didn't think it would because of the coconut oil.
No, it does lather up. Go ahead.
It does lather up. It does lather up. Now, I saw this, you guys, in the Harlem Skin Clinic here in New York. How can people find your product across the country, Ritz?
Oh, absolutely. Please visit our website, ilovemymuff.com. We have an online shop, and we have a full directory of everywhere you can find our products, and in New York City at Harlem Skin Clinic. Shout out to Seven Brown and her fantastic crew.
What's going on?
Yeah, definitely shout out to Seven. And you guys, ladies, you're going to love this. Sybil, I'm going to send you some. You're going to try it. You're going to love it.
I will.
You're going to love it.
I'm already on the website.
You.
Yeah, and it comes in travel size. That's what I love. So you can take it everywhere.
And that was, for me, the most important was we're always on the go. Women have so many different active lifestyles. So for, ideally, it's for the muff on the move. Take it with you.
The muff on the move. I love it. I love it. Ritz, this is genius. I love it. Such a great idea. I love mymuff.com.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Ritz.
Baby, your shoe is sexy now. What the heck's going on?
What's happening?
22 past.
I know. Shut up, Jay. All right. I'm done now.